annuel d'investissement PSP. I am Martin Glenn. I live in Vancouver and I'm a retired financial services executive and I am the chair of PSP. I would like to start by expressing my gratitude to the Anishinaabe Algonquin Nation on whose traditional, unceded, and ancestral territories I am today. As this meeting is being transmitted virtually across Canada, I encourage you to reflect on the Indigenous territories from where you are participating. Please join me in reflecting on the history that brought us to this land and on the importance of reconciliation. I am fortunate to be presenting to you today, accompanied by Deborah Rita, our President and CEO. Also present today are Jean-François Bureau, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial and Risk Officer, Patrick Samson, Senior Vice President and Global Head of Real Assets Investments, Edward Van Gelderen, Senior Vice President and Chief Investment Officer, and Yolande James, Managing Director and Head of Strategic Communications and Global Government Affairs. The annual public meeting is our opportunity to share the results of PSP Investments 2023 fiscal year highlights. That is the period that runs from April 1, 2022 to March 31, 2023. And an opportunity for you, our stakeholders, interested parties, and members of the public to ask questions. The question and answer session will take place at the end of our presentations. You can submit your questions using the chat function as of now, so that we can start our Q&A promptly after the presentation. Today, you will hear more about PSP's fiscal 2023 performance. Before we get to that, I'd like to review PSP's mandate and governance, which are the starting point for everything we do. Our mandate is to manage the amounts transferred to us by the Government of Canada for the funding of retirement benefits earned from April 1, 2000 by members of the public sector pension plans of the Federal Public Service, Canadian Forces, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and since March 1, 2007, the Reserve Force. PSP manages amounts transferred to it in the best interest of contributors and beneficiaries and invest assets with a view to achieving a maximum rate of return without undue risk of loss. Having regard to the funding, policies, and requirements of the pension plans and the ability of those plans to meet their financial obligations. During their working life, members of the four pension plans contribute jointly with their employers to their respective plans. The Government of Canada transfers to PSP an amount equal to the total contributions less expenses and funds used to pay pension benefits for service after 2000. We manage and invest the money in accordance with our mandate. I want to assure you that we are keenly aware of our important mandate, and we aim to provide peace of mind to contributors and beneficiaries when it comes to their financial security in retirement. Our legislative governance framework was established by the Public Sector Pension Investment Board Act. Under that act, the Government of Canada is responsible for the funding policy, appointing 11 non-executive directors, along with pension advisory committee members and members of the nominating committee who recommend new board members, and thirdly, tabling PSP's annual report in Parliament. PSP has an arm's-length relationship with the Government of Canada. It is guided by a board of directors, of which I am the chair. By design, none of the members of the board are executive management employees of PSP. Having a non-executive board helps to ensure that members bring an independent perspective to matters under consideration. PSP's directors are all appointed based on their professional experience and expertise and their capacity to guide the corporation. The board plays an important role in PSP's success. It is responsible for providing strong oversight and guidance to ensure the organization successfully manages growth and serves its mission to meet its long-term mandate. The board is involved in determining the organization's strategic direction and is responsible for oversight and risk management. It is also responsible for the selection, performance evaluation, and compensation of the president and CEO, who reports to the board. In carrying out its duties, the board meets at least 6 times a year to review PSP's activities and strategy. Board committees meet at least quarterly. There were several changes to PSP's board in fiscal 2022 as several members' terms expired. This brought new and diverse perspectives to our deliberations in 2023. It is worth noting that the board is comprised of 7 women and 4 men. Women chair all of our standing committees, and the board is diverse in other aspects as well. I've been chair of the board since 2018 and will be retiring once my term expires in June 2024. CEO transition was one of the board's top priorities in fiscal 2023. We were thrilled to have Deb Arita join us in September 2022 as PSP's new president and CEO. Having previously worked at Goldman Sachs and then CPPIB, Deb has added deep expertise and global experience to PSP's leadership team. With the appointment, she also became the first female CEO of Canada's Maple Eight Group of Pension Plans. This fiscal year, the board has been working with Deb and her leadership to refresh PSP's corporate strategy and position the organization for long-term success in line with its mandate. It is my pleasure now to pass the mic to Deb. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Martin. Hello, everyone. Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Nous sommes heureux d'être ici. Merci d'être avec nous aujourd'hui. I'm deeply honored to be joining you today as PSP's president and CEO for the past year. It's a tremendous privilege to lead one of Canada's largest and fastest-growing pension investment managers, and I'm proud to present our fiscal 2023 results. I'm sure you know, in 2023, it was a challenging year for the markets, dominated by inflation, high interest rates, and increased geopolitical tensions. Yet, in the midst of this turmoil, PSP delivered strong performance. This slide shows the numbers over the long term, which is our most important measure, and over the medium and short terms. We achieved a 10-year net annualized return of 9.2%, outperforming our reference portfolio by $31.8 billion. Over 5 years, our net annualized return was 7.9%, and we generated $22.3 billion in cumulative net investment gains above our reference portfolio. And our one-year return in turbulent markets was 4.4%, which also bettered the reference portfolio's return. We generated strong net income of $10.2 billion, which, combined with the contributions of $2.9 billion, translated into assets under management of $243.7 billion, up 5.7% from fiscal 2022. These results are indicative of the resilience of our portfolio, the quality of our people, and our track record of entrepreneurialism. And now I'd like to dig a little deeper into the stories behind the numbers. Diversification is important for achieving our 2023 results and our mandate. Our portfolio includes a wide variety of investments across public and private assets, industries, geographies, and currencies. By design, our portfolio is more diversified than a simple portfolio of stocks and bonds. This allows us to better match the characteristics of the pension liabilities we support and keep the funding of the pension plans resilient. Infrastructure, credit investments, natural resources, private equity, and real estate are asset classes that invest primarily in private markets, where there's the potential to earn a premium because the assets aren't as liquid as others. As you can see on these slides, all of these asset classes have delivered strong 5-year performance. Our top three performers in 2023, infrastructure, credit investments, and natural resources, did well despite the high inflationary environment and rising interest rates. Our infrastructure asset class delivered a 1-year return of 19% in 2023. Infrastructure invests in assets like utilities and airports that are stable and benefit from inflation protection by contract or regulatory regime. It also includes investments in renewables and the energy transition, which we've been doing since 2021 across hydroelectricity, wind, and solar. Our natural resources asset class achieved a 10.9% one-year return in fiscal 2023. This portfolio is over 70% invested in agriculture, which has attractive assets, attributes for a large pension investor. It has strong downside protection provided by land value, it's a partial hedge against inflation, and has limited correlation with other asset classes, which contributes to the resilience of the overall portfolio. Agriculture is an area where many asset owners and institutional investors have tried to build meaningful portfolios, but it's been hard because it's not an established area for institutional capital. But at PSP, we built this asset class using our entrepreneurial spirit. Our team went out and met with families and provided capital to them to accumulate more land or build their land base and add post-farm gate or processing facilities to their operations. Today, we have a $26.1 billion, that's our private credit portfolio. Today, we have one of the leading agriculture portfolios in the market. Turning now to our private credit portfolio. Our private credit portfolio is a $26.1 billion portfolio, which achieved a one-year rate of return in fiscal 2023 of 13.1% and has delivered an annualized return since inception of 11.2%. With higher returns or higher interest rates, you're seeing a higher return from this asset class. And with some of the banks pulling back from the market, this is an area where a lot of investors have been focused lately. But we started in this business back in 2015, and established a first mover advantage by getting into this market early. And now we are one of the top 20 global players in private credit. Fiscal 2023 has been challenging for public markets and equity markets globally. The markets were impacted by measures taken by central banks to curb inflation, the escalation of geopolitical tensions, and toward the end of the year, shockwaves sent through the financial sector by the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. As a result, our public equities portfolio posted a negative return of 0.5% in fiscal 2023. However, its five-year absolute return was 7.7%, which translated into 1.2% of outperformance over the benchmark. Our fixed income portfolio managed to navigate the volatile year and achieve a positive absolute return of 1.4% in a rising rate environment. Our team had positioned the portfolio with a strong bias toward inflation-protected bonds and corporate credit prior to the emergence of the significant inflationary pressure we observed. The portfolio also capitalized on the overall rise in interest rates by adopting a significant short-duration bias. Fixed income's annualized five-year return of 2.4% outperformed the five-year benchmark by 0.3%. As we look to the future, we expect to see continued volatility. The global monetary and fiscal stimulus directed at combating inflation, we have not seen since the early 80s. And this is for central banks to radically change their monetary policy stance with unprecedented rate hikes. We believe that central banks may ultimately succeed in bringing inflation back to target. But there are structural inflationary pressures which may persist, and as a result, central banks may need to practice more restrictive monetary policy for longer. After 20 years of declining interest rates, we're now seeing the reverse. We expect equilibrium rates over the next few years to be higher than in the pre-COVID period. And in this context, financing costs will rise, and risky assets may provide lower returns relative to fixed income, and security selection will become even more important. We are adjusting our strategies to succeed in this new investment environment. And we're also closely monitoring, assessing, and preparing for long-term structural trends that will impact the investment landscape over time. These trends will produce changes, but also create investment opportunities for long-term investors like PSP. I encourage you to read our recently released Sustainable Investing Report to learn more on about how we're investing in these structural trends. In closing, we've accomplished a lot in the last fiscal year with results that we're proud of. I want to acknowledge that PSP's results, financial and non-financial, are thanks in large part to our committed and talented employees in both our Canadian and global offices. We expect the year ahead to be another challenging one for investors. We will continue to capitalize on opportunities that will arise and to position the organization for long-term success in line with our mandate. On behalf of PSP, I would like to thank everyone who has joined us today. It's truly an honor to have presented to you. Merci à tous.
Merci. Thank you very much, Deb, and to Martin as well. So we've arrived at the time of the question and answer period. Just a few housekeeping rules so that our question and answer period moves along smoothly. As the chair mentioned in his remarks, you can submit your questions in the chat. S'il vous plaît, sentez-vous bien à l'aise de écrire votre question dans la langue officielle de votre choix. We will be aggregating questions on the same theme. Your questions are anonymous, so without further ado, I'll go forward with the questions. We have a first question in the chat for Edward. Where do you see the opportunities and challenges in the market right now, and how are you responding?
Thank you for the question. It's a very good question, because as Deb explained, we're in a different environment, so with a different environment, different regime, comes a lot of uncertainty. But what we have to keep in mind is that we are a very long-term anti-cyclical investor. So what we don't do is trying to chase the market and constantly move the portfolio around. So our strategic mix is relatively stable over time, and we're reviewing it right now, and we will actually make some changes. So for example, our credit investments, which is very much benefiting from higher interest rates, will probably have a higher allocation going forward than it had in the past. So that's an example where we clearly made a decision. Another thing that you have to keep in mind is, as we are a long-term investor, a patient capital provider, we can actually benefit from the stress that we see in markets. And when the uncertainty goes up, pricing in markets are not always that rational. We see some participants moving out of the market because they have to. And the thing is, we don't. So we are very clearly, all the investment teams are looking for those opportunities where they see others actually leaving the markets and we can actually invest at very high returns, expected returns.
Thank you very much. We do have a second question for you, Deb. Private credit has been a hot market and a hot topic lately, with many concerned to see how the asset class performs amid rising interest rates. What are your views?
It's a great question, and we have seen a rapid growth in the private credit market. That market over the last 5 years has more than doubled. We were lucky to be, or I think we accomplished being an early mover in that market and have a substantial $26.1 billion portfolio in that market today. Most of that, the vast majority of that exposure is floating rate, and so it has performed well, even in spite of the rising rates. And so in the last year, we delivered over 13% returns from that portfolio, and since inception, that portfolio has delivered 11.2% returns. So it's a portfolio that we think is well positioned in this market. We have a very strong team of professionals both in New York and London that have deep sector expertise and have been using that to pick good credits that have been performing well even in this more challenging market.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't see any other questions in the chat at this time. I'll give a couple, maybe more seconds to see if anybody online has some questions they'd like to add. Si vous avez d'autres questions, n'hésitez pas. Voyant pas d'autres questions pour ce matin, merci beaucoup d'être avec nous. This will be the end of the question and answer period. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a great day.